Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Davis. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and has Irvin trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Irvin for the out. Irvin goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Williams reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tapp moves to second. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Talbot. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Westrum moves to second. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field. Talbot picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Talbot. Westrum scores. Lockman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Hal Rice pinch hits for LTAP. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Jim Davis. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Marv Grissom now pitching. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Bob Talbot. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Urban is chasing the ball. Baker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Grissom drops the ball. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Al Corwin now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Reiss now playing right field. Frank Baumholtz now playing center field. Walker Cooper now catching. Bill Trimble now pitching. Hank Sauer now Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Mueller scores. Irvin moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Banks bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sauer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal Reiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Reiss strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Banks moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Banks scores. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 9-4, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a line drive to right field. Mueller throws towards the plate. Westrum fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Westrum. Baumholtz scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Fondi moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Cubs. Ramon Monzon now pitching. Bill Trimble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trimble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fondi scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Trimble moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Ramon Monzant. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Rhodes goes all the way around to score. Lockman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.